But just wanted to mention that. Greg Rupp, he is something over at Trevecca. What are you today? I mean, it changes every day, your title. You are the, according, it's Gregory Rupp on your website. Gregory.
Yeah.
Assistant Athletic Director, External Communications Broadcasting. Greg, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I just want to run down the league. I want to run.
Do you have the standings for World Series championship?
No, you know what? I have old socks. I have a bunch of old socks and a bunch of old underwear. I don't wear them anymore.
Well, you know.
Guess what? I don't care what happened in the 40s, bro.
All right.
But congratulations. That's the thing. Same thing with the Yankees who the Brewers beat last night. Oh, we got 27 of them. Well, how many you got in my lifetime? Okay. All right. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How are the cats?
Thank you for asking. Of course, the Nashville Cats opener tonight, 7:30. You're going to be there. We've been drinking water through a fire hose. Okay, just leave it at that. I was working up until in this show, and I'm working later. And, you know, the gestation period has been fun. So
here's the thing. Someone might say, well, why are they talking about the Cats when they're supposed to be talking about Trevecca? Well, the Cats has impacted students at Trevecca. There's students at Trevecca wanting to go to the Cats games.
Oh, yeah, I dropped you off. And now the Cats are partners, Jeff Fisher, your AD, Mark Elliott, and supporting of Trevecca football.
Exactly. and the new hoodies. That was a lot of fun, by the way.
What an April. You know what? And let's tell everybody about, because you said you were going to do the April Fool's thing with the Trevecca football hoodies and all that. And I said, hey, put Jeff Fisher and the Cats in on it. Tell the people, because the sad part is we had people applying for football coach. And then there's a young man I'm going to reach out to but we had people applying for the Trevecca football jobs from our April Fool's joke.
Exactly. It was a lot of fun. Years ago, student government, I believe it was, came up with the Trevecca football hoodie. It's always been the debate at campus over 100 years now, but we've never added football. And someone came up with a football hoodie that said undefeated since 1901, and it sold a bunch, and we've sold some already. This time around. So we came up with that, and it was perfect timing for April Fool's. I actually designed a Trevecca football helmet probably 6-7 years ago, thinking we were going to do it back then, and then COVID hit and everything else. So anyway, long story short, we did it, and you were able to get Jeff Fisher to come over to campus and put a hoodie on and take some pictures, and it worked. It fooled some people.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of attention.
Just fun. All right. I don't know that I've grew up in my career going for this next question. Tell me about stunt.
You know, I texted somebody yesterday that our stunt team went to the Nationals.
Wow.
Two games, lost both, went to overtime, played the first overtime, sudden death overtime in Nationals history in stunt. Now, it's not a long time sport, but they just kept setting records and making new levels. Imagine this. This sport at Trevecca did not exist 18 months ago. And in the first year, they win 18, which is one of the highest win totals in the entire country. They played more than anybody else, just about. And they go to the Nationals as the number 7 seed. Not even just the number 8 seed, the number 7 seed. And then they go to overtime and almost upset, you know, a team that's been to Nationals a couple of times and won the conference and everything. So it's been a lot of fun. And I'm sitting there watching that instead of watching the Cardinals or whatever else you want.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch them either right now. So go ahead.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. It's not hard not to watch them, right?
No, but Kelly Quigley, your coach, just seems to be the perfect fit.
Yeah, she is. She created it. I don't know who else you want to give any credit to, but it's her. I mean, give credit to Mark and the athletic department and the university for giving them a chance. But they went all in, and she's just done a fabulous job. And it was a lot of fun to watch yesterday. And they lost. I get it, but they pushed an established program to overtime, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
And tell people, let's back it up. Stunt. Tell people what it is, because I know that we got Tennessee Tech coming up here a bit later on University Showcase, but it's a. It, this is a you talk about our team versus them team. This is head-to-head competition
at the same time.
Yeah,
and it's basically the non fan engagement portion of cheer, and then they created it into a game against another opponent. They get on the mat at the same time, so you're watching both of them doing the exact same thing. So you have a head-to-head look at who's doing better, and then here's the thing that. They score it by quarter, and they have different disciplines that they do. And then here's the crazy part. They alternate which routine they're going to do, which level. So there's some gamesmanship in there. And if you know another team doesn't have a good routine at a certain level, you call that, and they may end up having to forfeit. So you're going against the standard. And so it's just, you may call one that you don't have, knowing that they can't get a point because you're 2 points up. It's that deep. And so that's what it's like at a game. And then you've got all the fans that have learned this already, reacting to things that they see like that, whether what level somebody calls and things like that. And then our team worked on a certain level, and no one knew that they had gotten that level. So they called it, and then they performed it, and they got a point,
wow,
which was significant because the other team sat out. So I don't know if you followed all that, but I did, and it was a lot of fun.
I know when we were doing the photo shoot with your AD Mark Elliott, Jeff Fisher, with this little spoof we did, you guys were following the Great Midwest Athletic Conference tournament on your phone for Stunt. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever formed my mouth to say that.
Yes. Yeah. Had my phone sitting on a golf cart.
Yeah. It's only, we're in Toto. Okay. We're not in Kansas. Greg Ruff, assistant AD at Trevecca here, this morning. Baseball with a couple good wins, in at Thomas More in the Great Midwest. Oh. This will be the first time and last time, right? For this.
Yeah, I think it's a chance. Thomas More is a team that we may now play non-conference because they're not that too terribly far away.
Right.
They're just this side of Cincinnati. So they're a new Division II team, but they've got a nice little ballpark there on the right as you head up into up into Cincinnati, just on the Kentucky side. They have a minor league team that plays there at their facility too. But yeah, those were every win right now is critical because the team is in second place. The crazy thing is about Coach Sane and this team, if you get the truth, they're a little disappointed in their overall record.
Yeah, 26-7.
But they're in second place in the conference and on a roll, and they're putting some stuff together.
Yeah, 18-8 in the GMAC, and Coach Sane is really just the history of that program that Ryan Schmaltz, carried it into it. How good can they be? And you'd like to go out of the, we're going to talk about the Gulf South in a minute, but how good can they be? You'd like to close out the GMAC with some rings, right?
I can't answer this for everybody else, but I would not want to play them right now. They're that good. They've got a very deep lineup. They're starting to click. They've had some injuries in the pitching and that had, but they've been able to adjust now to that a little bit. And some younger guys are coming through for them, so they're going to be a tough out going down to the conference. They played at Carson Newman, I guess it was Tuesday, and in the first inning, Greg, they hit a grand slam, a 3-run home run, a 2-run home run, and a single home run, a solo home run. They hit for the home run cycle in the first inning, go up 10-0 on Carson Newman on the road. That
yeah.
Play all over.
I don't know if I've
media.
Ever heard that.
I haven't either. Yeah. I've heard a home run cycle for a game,
right? But not an inning.
It's very, very rare though. So, and then they later in the game had another grand slam. That's only the 12th time in Division II history a team team has had two grand slams in the same game.
Well, even yesterday, though, let's talk about Caleb Marks. 6-0, 11 Ks, allowing just two runs over eight, you know, and with the eight hits. But 6-0, Caleb Marks.
You know, people come up with all kinds of different analytics. There's an analytics system that is out there right now, and they've run the Division II pitchers' numbers. He's the third best rated pitcher in all of Division II right now.
Yeah,
that's how good he is.
This guy got hurt and
missed the conference tournament last year because of an injury. So it's been not, he's come back from that and just been he's been our best pitcher this year. And we've got a couple of other good, really good pitchers too.
Yeah, out of Siegel High School down in the borough, we've talked about that. Just how many on all of your rosters? How many of the mid-staters, state of Tennessee, populate your rosters?
That and you also, you know, Murfreesboro. We've got a ton of folks from Murfreesboro, especially on that baseball team. Blackman's got we got several players from key players from Blackman and Murfreesboro right now. So yeah, there's this, you know, this Greg, is baseball in this area, softball in this area is just fantastic, and both our teams, those respective teams, are just full of people from Middle Tennessee.
Well, and you mentioned softball. Ben Tyree, he's a curmudgeon, but he wins games.
And he would appreciate you saying
I think it's in all complimentary fashion. He's a curmudgeon, and he just wins.
You say that, and he smiles.
I know.
What they're doing this year is fabulous. Again, a lot of local players fill that roster, and they're doing good.
18-2 in conference play, and I know they got home. They're at home again today against Finlay, but 18.
Actually, they're on the road. They're actually on the road at Finlay.
Like I said, they're on the road. On the road. Don't upstage me here, okay? By the way, I'm on your website. The Dateline says Nashville. That's not true.
That is not true. Thank you for telling me that. I will go and double check. The
game story.
The story says that. Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, all right. I know I am.
I will go make sure that gets correct.
No, that's okay.
I'm correcting it. Mark Elliott.
But I mean, my gosh! I mean, what he's done with that program is amazing.
Yeah. You know, the Ashland Sensing is again, we talk about Caleb Marks. Ashland Sensing is one of the best pitchers in all of Division II right now. I wrote a story. If you look back on the story, I got a thing with the Grand Ole Opry on there, and it talks about all the records that they're pressing or have broken. And if you look at Kendall Anders, who is a senior catcher, plays other positions too, because you can't take her bat out of the lineup. She leads the conference in home runs, RBI, she's already set the record for RBI in a season in the conference. She's got 45 stolen bases. She's five or six away from the conference record. Not just the Trebek record, the conference record in stolen bases in a season. Now think about that. And runs scored. She's up there in doubles.
Tell me what she's not done. It'll be a lot quicker, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
boom,
what the question is.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom. All right. The one foot's out the door, the great Midwest. Of course, your AD, Mark Elliott, and I guess the consultation of C.M. Newton, the late C.M. Newton, the great late.
Yeah.
But now the Gulf South conference is on the horizon, and we all know what. That's a game changer. That is a huge game changer. I know the GMAC's been good for everybody, but that footprint – and compared to where you're headed, man, the Gulf South is going to be such a great fit.
Yeah, correct, absolutely. And it's been, you know, bittersweet to a certain degree because we realize we're playing a lot of these schools for the last time, playing against their athletes, their coaches, their administrators, working with their administrators on my side, and it's kind of bittersweet because there's nothing wrong with the Great Midwest. And we've tried to say that as much as possible because it's true. We're not leaving because we don't like the Great Midwest. We're leaving because it's best for our athletes not to have to travel that much, and it's best for our university to play in the southeastern part of the country where our footprint is for our university and where we draw students from in the general population, and the churches of the Nazarene support us all throughout the southeast. So and just the travel that will be reduced. And we're going to go play some really good schools as well. And people that we're familiar with playing over the history of our athletic program, like Union and Lee and Christian Brothers and Montevallo, who we've never been in a conference with. We've
well,
played
and,
them a whole
and Huntsville, Alabama.
And Alabama Huntsville.
Yeah. Well, Greg, I know
and,
this.
And we, get, and we get to go to Florida once or twice a year.
Attaboy. That's better than Michigan.
Yes, it is.
Greg, I know this has been an exhausting interview for you. Go ahead and take a nap. We'll see you tonight at the Cats game.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. See you.